you please help me thank Jesse for all of his hard work? These lovely parts behind me are yours to keep. You can mark them up. Please do. Number two, I really congratulate you on your concert on Friday. I laughed, I cried. Hey, it was great. Three, please make a sincere effort to be on time for the two rehearsals that we have after Thanksgiving. Those are very important with a short concert set. And what's the other thing? I'm sorry, it just went completely over. Have a happy Thanksgiving. You've all worked very hard so far this year. We'll have more to say in the next 3 weeks. Please do look at every word of the weekly. If you didn't, there's a lot of information in there. And thank you for not fainting on the risers. I so appreciate it. That has happened. It's exciting moments. The problem is I can never get to people, so it's like, well, good luck. Okay, have a good rest of the rehearsal.
All right, everyone, pull out Joy to the World. While you're pulling this out, I will tell you a story. The theme of the story is going to be around perfection, right? Because I understand we're all perfectionists, right? All of us get into music and we do this thing because we want to do our very, 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 very best. And I completely understand, as probably one of the most self-conscious and anxious humans on the face of planet Earth, that when things do not go the way that you want them to go, the way you spend weeks, months, years walking around banging your head against the wall about that one interest that you missed or that one cue that you didn't give or that one thing that you didn't think of. And I'll never forget doing a concert one time and walking off stage and thinking like, oh my God, that was like absolutely shit. These people are never gonna hire me again. This was like, you know, why am I a conductor? And oh, it was an audition. It was an audition I took in New York, and I was in the middle of my graduate program, and I'm thinking that I'm like rising as a conductor, and I take this audition and I bomb it. Like I walk out of the room and I know that it was the worst thing that I've ever done in my life, right? This was 3 weeks before I came to Oakland to do the premiere of Here I Stand, right? So all beforehand, I'm like, I'm the worst conductor ever, my career is over, I'm just gonna go to Oakland and do this thing and like nothing's gonna come of it and like, I'll go on the rest of my life being a talentless conductor, right? Right? And I pulled myself up by my bootstraps and I came to Oakland, and keep in mind, like I'm in grad school, my teacher's yelling at me, how could you fail this audition? What are you doing? You worthless piece of crap. And I come to Oakland and I do the concert, and it's one of the most life-changing things ever, right? All of that to say that, you know, the more and more that I've done this live performance thing, I've witnessed some of my favorite musicians get on stage. I mean, Martha Argerich, and like the orchestra falls apart, right? We're human. You know, you wake up someday and it's like, you know, the sky is a little bit blue and your feelings are a little bit off and you still have to go and you still have to do the concert. Things go haywire. But what I can guarantee you is, like, for example, I'll give you a little secret. The very last Libra I made, we sang at the concert, the soprano came in like a half beat early, and I'm there like, I can't believe it. Someone came up to me after the concert and said, you know what, Verdi should have written that note 1 week early. This was the most effective thing you did on the concert. They didn't care, right? They didn't care, because what mattered, right, was the effectiveness of the emotional moment of the performance, right? There were so many things that we can all, you know, personally, group-wise, tear our hair asunder about that concert, and you will. Every concert, you will walk away from that. But what always fuels me, and part of the reason I always go out into the audience, is because I feel the energy from people who've come into this hall, and they've never heard Verdi's Requiem before. We could have sang every note wrong, and they could have known. But it all meant something more than that, right? And I want you all to know that you were 100% a part of that, right? all the antics and the yelling I might have done in rehearsals, right, to get all of those moments the right way that they should have been done, it wasn't about being musically perfect. None of it was about music being musically perfect. All of it was about being emotionally connected to the moment, so that no matter what happens on stage, you're still in it, and the audience still knows that you're in it. They're not shaken by the crazy things because they're not thinking about it. They're so locked into the emotional integrity of the performance. And that's what you all achieved, right? And that's what I want you to walk away from it with. Screw all the wrong notes. Sing wrong notes every concert, right? I don't care about wrong notes. What I care about is how invested you are, right? Part of every music director core relationship is growing and trusting each other, right? As we do more and more performances throughout the years, we'll find our footing, things will get better, we'll make less mistakes, I'll make less mistakes, and we'll grow. But that very record was a major, major, major point that no other music director or chorus would attempt to do in year two of a relationship. But I wanted to do it because I knew that we could, and we delivered 10 times over. So thank you truly from the bottom of my heart for that, all right? So now, to bring some joy into our lives, I did find a way to play this recording. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna play a little follow along in our scores. I'm gonna play the recording of this story as well. Just know it moves fast, right? So if any moment you're flipping pages and you're like, I'm lost, I don't know where I am, just listen, just vibe out. It's a good song, it's a good arrangement. All right. From the top, here it is.
Thank you.
enough stuff in this that repeats over and over and over and over again. So what we're going to do today is really just focus on learning the first repeated section, the chorus, that we repeat multiple times. And then we'll add to that as we need to. So can we all look, please, first on page 2. Page 2, this is pickups into measure 21 at B. Just so you know, basses, your first note should be the downbeat of 22. So the tenors alone sing beat 3 and 4 of 21, and you come in on the C flat in 22. Joy, joy, joy to. Thank you. You're in a different key. Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Can we just speak this text together once? A little slow, a little slow, a lot slow. This is pickups into 21 sopranos, just speaking text. Here's a 1, 2, 3. Joy, joy, joy to the world for the Lord. 2, 3, 4. Really quickly, this is bottom of page 2, measure 25. Let earth receive her king. Can we just beat that? 1, 2, 3, and.
Let earth receive her king.
That's the idea, that's the idea. Now, can I just take sopranos alone on this, singing notes and words, thank you. Let's listen to it one time.
Thank you.
altos, tenors, basses. Altos, really make sure we have a nice difference between the G flat and the G natural. Here it is, one, two, three, and. Sopranos, thank you. Here's a one and two. Thank you, thank you. An inflection thing. Can we now unsquare it? Unsquare it. Joy, 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 joy to the world. For the Lord is come. So everything doesn't have the same emphasis. Joy, 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 joy to the world, for the Lord has come. All of our last notes should be the softest notes. The last eighth note should always be the softest. Can we try it, sopranos? Here it is, one and two.
Joy, joy, joy.
Thank you. Can we rock? Rock with me. One, left, ha, ha, ha. Here it is, sopranos and
joy, joy, joy to the world, for the Lord is come.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now what I need, joy, 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 joy to the world. All of those entrances have to pop through like your joy is the only joy that matters. Because it is. Here's a one and two.
Joy, joy, joy to the world, for the Lord has come. Receive
and altos, I'm not convinced. Can we just take altos alone from everyone else have a seat. Out so slowly into the world. Here we go. One, two, three, and.
Prepare me in a room. I have never been to see.
heaven and nature sing. Heaven and nature sing. Nature short. If you need to put a little duck above it, write a little duck above it. And heaven and nature sing. It's not and heaven and nature sing. No. Save that for the other stuff we sing. And heaven and nature sing. Thank you. Can I just take really quickly sopranos and altos at this moment? Can we listen to it once, sopranos and altos and heaven and nature? Let's break this part. Just and heaven and nature sing, alto sopranos. A little slow. Here's a 1, 2, 3. Text before D. Go tell of his glory. Speaking test there. Here it is. 1, 2.
Go tell of his glory.
Rhythm. Here it is. 1, 2, 3. One more time. 1, 2. Great. Let's speed it up. Here it is. 1, 2. Tenors and basses, can we just sing and heaven and nature sing? Bottom of page 3, pick up into 33.
And heaven and nature sing.
Here's a 1, 2.
And heaven and nature sing.
Tenors and basses, let's just listen to this once. Right. So bass is D natural coming up, but back to D flat coming down. Let's sing that slowly, tenors and basses. Let heaven. There's a 1, 2. Heaven. Here's a 1, 2. That's the idea. Tutti, go tell of his glory. Here's a 1, 2.
Go tell of his glory.
Go tell a story, go shout. Okay, everyone, shout. Top of page 4, last bar, first system, measure 38. That shout should be short.
Go tell of his glory. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Go shout the new story.
Yeah. Thank you. Can we put this all together slowly from bottom of 3 and heaven and nature? Here it is. 1, 2, 3. Singers in this music are part of the band, right? The solo singer is the solo singer. The background singers are part of the band. You are part of the band, right? Let earth receive her king. Nothing can be too early unless it's too early. Let's try one time. Here's a 1 and 2. Turn with me to page, page 10. Last measure of page 10. Sorry, it's over a page turn. Can we just listen to this? Actually, let's just do a listen sopranos and altos at this moment, pick up the end.
1, 2, 3.
Sopranos, you have a couple of more notes for your intro. Sing, John. Here it is. Slowly. 1, 2.
Sing, John.
Sing, John. we're not all agreeing on where this pickup is, and it's in here. Right? It's not here, it's here. Let's do this. One, two, one, and. Yeah, it's late. Back into the beat. We call this in this music in the pocket. One and two. Joy. It's right there, right? Feel it. Here's one, two, one, and. Later. One, two, one, and. Yeah, we're almost there. One and two and one and two. And. And I will build a playlist of everything we're doing in this concert on YouTube and send it to you. This is one of those things where you just kind of have to walk around your house as you're cooking your turkey and stuff. All right, let's try to put this all together in this inversion. Before we do that, sorry, tenors and basses, I need to take care of you. Same spot, bottom of 10. Yeah, can we listen to it once? Here's a one, two, three, and. Instead of a C sharp.
Joy to the world, sing joy to the world.
Joy to the world, joy to the world.
No. That's it. All right, friends, have a seat. Yeah. Thank you. 116, everyone, while you have this out.
And 117.
117, sorry, while you have this out. Yeah, the pickup in the tenor should be in half natural. And an F sharp in the next one. It's one of those things where hopefully once you get the sonic nature of it, you'll just sing the harmony, even as it's like this. Yeah, same time. All right, and that mainly takes care of this. We have some oohs and ahs in the middle to learn that we'll take care of next week. While I'm talking, let's pull out the Hollywood chorus. We'll just sing through that and call it a night. So, friends, the plan here is when we come back after break, we will spend some good amount of time in some sectionals on the Bach just to get that sort of all ironed out. When I send my YouTube playlist of everything, they are more personal tracks that I found for the Bach that highlights everyone's individual part. So I'll include those as well. As you're doing whatever you do, you can listen to your individual part and come along. Get that nice in your ears. It would be really fantastic if everyone at least does it like once or twice over the course of a week and days. That's so much time to go through like a 3-minute thing.
That would be... The Magnificat is on Cyberbase.
Yes.
And it's on Cyberbase.
And you can slow it down.
And you can slow it down and speed it up. Fantastic. And then we'll have one rehearsal where we'll put everything together. We have some students from East Bay School of something. There's some students joining us. I just got the text today. So we have students joining us as well. Cal State East Bay. Thank you. We have some students from Cal State East Bay who will be joining us for that final rehearsal. Those of you who've done this concert before know that concert day is an absolute chaotic but exciting time. Tickets are selling extremely well. We should have a pretty much a sold out house for this performance the way it's looking right now. So super excited about that. The other thing I wanted to tell you about tonight, before we sing some Hallelujah Chorus, is that we had a fantastic meeting with Ash this past week, and he's doing so much better. Really excited for his recovery. He has decided that he will be stepping away from the Oakland Symphony Chorus moving forward. Very excitingly, an opportunity has opened up for him to go get a doctorate degree. So he's going to be going to pursue a doctorate degree in Philadelphia, where he'll be closer to his family and continue to take care of his health. But also, he really wants to dig into being a scholar of African choral music and really sort of digging in to that research and being able to give back to choirs on a much larger scale beyond the Oakland Symphony Chorus, which is really admirable and really fantastic that the timing of it all worked out. My sort of message to him in our meeting was, you know, I am forever indebted to Ash Walker and how he saved this chorus and how he built the chorus to be what it is now. Yeah. Told him from the bottom of my heart, you know, this is his legacy, will be creating a chorus that people talk about, right? People come to our concerts. The orchestra members leave our concerts saying, wow, that chorus is sounding phenomenal, right? They feel excited to have you behind them. And I know that is due to the phenomenal work that Ash did in a very short amount of time, in a very chaotic amount of time. And so we're so looking forward to continuing that. He will be coming back to do a summer sing in the future, so we'll have a chance to really gather and celebrate him before we send him off to his degree. I'm here doing this now. We are working on putting some pieces in together for next spring. We have the Rena Esmail piece. If you don't know Rena Esmail, she's one of the leading sort of Indian American composers, bringing traditional Indian music and classical music. She has an incredible piece called She Will Transform You that we'll be doing in February, followed by an incredible work by Nathaniel Dett. If you don't know Nathaniel Dett, an incredible composer, wrote an oratorio about the life of Moses in the 1930s that is not done enough. I did not know this piece until someone on the Oakland Symphony team brought it to me and said, Kendrick, if you don't do it, no one else is going to do it. The Oakland Symphony should do it. So, we're doing it! So many, many, many exciting things coming up. We're preparing for the season after this one. So I just know from the bottom of my heart that I've got you all, and I will carry us through this transition as much as I can. And I know that this is only the beginning of a very exciting, long partnership between us. So thank you all so much for your work and dedication. It means a lot. And with that, let's take some Hallelujah Chorus. Stand! I should know this. Can it not be hallelujah, hallelujah? Can it be hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah? Ah, it is three. Praise, big music. Oh. Thanksgiving! See you all after the holiday! Woohoo!